percent are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up in here!
On the streets!
Full of problems.
Wait, have you surrounded? Come on, put your hands up.
Good afternoon, all. Well, happy new year, first of all, and welcome to Generation Annihilation here. It's been a few weeks since I've been up. Yeah, no CITR for the last little bit there over the Christmas holiday. But yeah, you got a real live DJ here, and that's me, Aaron. And I'm bringing you a slew of releases that got a lot of airplay in the year 2009 on this show. And yeah, I've heard of a lot of shows recently and some papers doing, now that the decade is over, a best of the decade. Well, I haven't got there yet, but yeah, maybe I will get there in a bit, because yeah, it's been a very impressive decade. My only problem would be narrowing down those releases to the very few. Yeah, be hard to pick out a top 10 or whatever. But yeah, this particular show is part one of our 2009 releases roundup, and I'm doing it a little bit differently this year, pretty much the same, but a few of these releases that we're going to hear in the first sets actually I think might have been released in 2008. However, I didn't get them in my possession until 2009, and they didn't get airplay on the show until 2009, and I think they probably didn't hit the stores, some of them, until 2009 as well. Not sure for sure, and maybe it's not 100% accurate, but it's my radio show. I'll do what I want. And yes, let's get into it, shall we? This was the first release that I got in January of 2009. This band just recently recorded their second 7-inch, but this is their debut. The band is Vacant States, and yeah, the new one's on Deranged Records. This one was put out by themselves, Local Boys. Vacant State, as I said, State of Confusion is the name of the release, and we're going to hear the title track of that, and yeah, hope you enjoy the show. Here we go.
Yeah.
and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Hi, we should open now. I guess we're still in holiday hours up here. But yeah, the building is open, and so is CITR, but none of the other businesses are down here. Jeez, I've got all dollar bills. I hope I can somehow get some change to catch a bus home. So yeah, you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. 101.9 FM and cable, www.citr.ca online. And this show is a wind-up of 2009 releases, or releases that got a lot of airplay on Generation Annihilation last year. And as I said when I started that set, some of these releases may have came out in late 2008, like what we just finished off with, the Blood Clots, Let This Be Your Reveille on SOS Records. The Blood Clots, going about a good 10 years out of Seattle, Washington. Not longer than that, I would say about 12 years now. Jeez, time flies. And in the set before the Blood Clots, out of the Bay Area, Jesus Fucking Christ from the Life's Hateful Seed release on Inimical Records. I'm Surrounded by People That Want Me Dead was the name of the track. And Jesus Fucking Christ featuring Larry from the Ricketts, and one of the members from Neurosis. Yeah, he's a dad now. Larry, he's a dad. He's had just had a couple of kids, twins. And we started things all off. Or actually, Vitamin X in the set before that. This one, I believe, came out late 2008. And I didn't get my hands on it until 2009. I don't think a lot of you did either. Full Scale Assault on Tank Crimes Records. We heard a track called Deal With It. And we started things off with a Recent Act, who formed in 2008, Vacant State, title track of their self-titled release, State of Confusion, and as I said, they've got a new record out on Derange, which we've played once before, and we'll be playing a lot this year, 2010. So let's get back into it. This is a new act as well, and they put out their debut full-length in 2009, and the band is Cross-Stitched Eyes. It's on Alternative Tentacles Records, and we're going to hear a track called Rot.
We're Yeah! CITR is super popular. We've partnered with great local businesses to bring all our friends discounts in their communities. Say you like to kick it in kits. Show your friends of CITR card at Canterbury Tales Secondhand Books, Rufus's Guitar Shop, Prussian Music, The Eatery, Grindhouse Video, Fresh's Best Salsa & Co., Roy's Shoes Limited, Vaz Boutique, Sage Natural Wellness, Gumdrops, Spank Shoes, Banyan Books, and the UBC Bike Kitchen, and save. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Well, I want to be your old lover. I want to be your man.
Half past the hour, you're tuned into Generation Annihilation on CITR, and we're showcasing 2009 releases that came out in 2009, releases that got airplay a fair amount, at least more than once, on this show, 2009. If we only played it once, well, it's just because we didn't get around to playing it more than once. And I gotta say that I've still got some releases that came out in 2009 that haven't gotten airplay yet, so yeah, keep that in mind. And we started that last set off with Cross-Stitched Eyes from the Connor Rock release on Alternative Tentacles. Rot was the name of the track. Followed with Philadelphia's Witch Hunt from the Burning Bridges to Nowhere release, or the title track of that. That's another one on Alternative Tentacles. And then we heard an axe on the Distort Reality Records label out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. The band is Detonate. I believe they're from Portland. And we followed with the Rotten out of Kingston, Waterloo, Ontario. Enemy of the State is the name of the release. It's on Rebel Time Records out of Hamilton, Ontario. The name of the track we heard was called Odell. And that set off with Ottawa's Germ Attack. Man, this one got a lot of airplay in this show. Three-piece from Ottawa, their second full-length release. They've got a couple singles out as well. We heard a track called Invaluable Fate. So in this next set, we're going to get into a few acts that made comebacks in 2009. This band here was back on the map, I guess, in the late 90s. But, this was their first full-length release of new material that they've done, and it came out in 2009. The band is Dr. No. Name of the release is called Killing for God. It's on the Unrest Records label at Edmonton, Alberta. Tied Around Our Necks is the name of the track. Let's get to it.
So I guess it doesn't matter if I'm ready.
Fundamentalist Christians have their own jihad. Shooting the parking lot. Women and children suffer. They get to die of thirst. You think this country's bad? Well, you haven't seen the worst. The Bible Belt of America tied around our necks. Hypocritical religious thought causing human wrecks. Bodies by the foreign land. Bodies crushed by in the sand. Countries going to the ground. People screaming all around. Fundamentalist Christians have their own jihad, tricking off the money in the name of God. They don't kill for oil, they kill to keep us free. Price of everything throwing up, America doesn't want to see. Put a price on freedom, it strips away our rights. Being words illegal now, they have us in their sight. Racial profiling, country name, colors and your name, your state. Money and power and third place, 15 minutes to a shame. Thank you.
Dr. Miller, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation, 101.9, Vancouver, Canada, blah, blah, blah.
In the world, this is David Victor of Millions of Dead Cops, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And I just want to say, no war, no KKK, no fascist USA.
USA, patriot, USA, patriot.
right. In that last set, we heard three acts that made a comeback of some sort in the year 2009. We start off with Oxnard, California's Dr. No, Killing for God. Tied Around Our Necks is the name of the track. And yeah, their first full-length release of new material in a hell of a long time. Jeez, I'm going to say a good 20 years. Broken Bones followed out of Stoke-on-Trent, England from their latest 7-inch Enemy Within on Doctor Strange Records. And yeah, the follow-up to their 2005 or 2006 A Time for Anger, Not Justice release. Let's hope they do a full-length. That's really good. And we ended that set off with MDC, Patriot Asshole, from the Mobocracy release, which is a split with the Restarts. And we're going to hear the Restarts side of this release and this 2009 releases roundup show.
Punk rock is something that you should cleanse your mind with and get rid of everything that was ever put in your mind and start all over again.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're seeing the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
Stop, he stands so silently, ruling You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
All right, and today on the show we are showcasing the year 2009, playing releases that have gotten some airplay on this show in the year 2009, all very noteworthy releases. And at the start of the set we heard from the Restarts from their splits of the Mobocracy CD release. The Pied Piper was the name of that track. The Restart's been going since about 1997 out of London, England, and we followed with another act that's been going even longer than that. Out of England, Assert from the Tattoo Removal Service release, we heard a track called Tyrannical Statues, and then we followed with a brand new act out of the UK, formed in 2008. The band is Control. And yeah, this is 2009 on Step One Music. I'm told the vinyl is available on Longshot Music out of San Francisco. This is the CD, and yeah, singer Ian, he used to be in an act called Beer Zone. And before that, he was in an act called Intensive Care, and you can read about Control in the new edition of Maximum Rock and Roll magazine. So speaking of Control, we're going to get to a band called Direct Control, and this is their last ever release. It's called Farewell. And we're going to hear the title track, Farewell. Here we go. right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation, winding up the first edition of the year 2010 on this show. And yeah, we heard three tracks in that last set. And for those of you who just tuned in, we are showcasing fine releases that came out last year, 2009. Start off with Direct Control, last ever release from this Richmond, Virginia act. It's a 12-inch, it's called Farewell, and we heard the title track, kind of a cool instrumental there. Followed with another 12-inch, this one's on Great Mistake Records, Wasted Time. Name of the track is called Withdrawal, and the name of the release is Futility. And we ended that three-song 7-inch with Broken Needle out of the Bay Area. This is their latest on Schizophrenic Records out of Hamilton, Ontario. We heard a track called Thrash This Place. And yeah, if you like what you heard, you can download podcasts of this show, www.citr.ca. And view our playlist online, www.streetpunkradio.com. And yes, next week, as always, will be part two in our 2009 releases. Next week, we'll be focusing on reissues and some releases that actually didn't get played last year. I didn't get them until, I don't know, maybe last week and stuff like that. So, yeah, stay tuned for another good show next week. And stay tuned for a good show of Power Chord with Metal Ron and Jeff the Metal Pimp. We're going to leave you with one more. This is on the Grave Mistake Records label from Deep Sleep. Three Things at Once. I guess this could fit into a reissue show because it's 3 7-inches on one full-length CD. But, yeah, let's get into it. Little 1 minute and 12-second blast of Deep Sleep. So, yes, stay tuned for Power Chord up next. And Happy New Year, all.
Hey, welcome to Parkour on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Jeff the Metal Pimp with
Battle Ron.
Hello, folks. Happy 2010. Y2K 10.
Hard to believe.
Here. And starting off the new year here with some, I don't know, what are we going to be starting off with? I guess we're
Well, we're doing 10. Our top tens, you know.
Well, you are. I'm not.
I'm doing my top 10. You're sort of doing a random sort of
random releases
faves.
Of 2009, yeah, because I wasn't really here most of the time. Andy was handing over all the controls, so anyways. Yeah.
Anyways, I hope everybody had a good new year. You're probably still recovering after a couple of days. Anyway, yeah, my list this year is, well, pretty thrashy. Every year it's been getting thrashier and thrashier, except for maybe a few exceptions. But, that's just me these days. Anyway, we're going to start off with a band that I really like. They're partly serious in their music, but there's definitely a lot of humor involved. They're called FKU, which stands for Freddy Krueger's Underwear. And they all dress like Freddy Krueger. They're from Sweden. This is the title track from their latest album. This is my number 10 release of 2009. This is FKU and a track called Where Moshers Dwell. Here we go.